Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. A radio show with no agenda, no genre. Just a free-form blend of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. Well, we've passed 400 episodes of Radio Thrift Shop, which started back in 2011 here on WSCS, 90.9 FM in New London. We'll see if I get to 500 episodes. That would be cool. Not entirely sure that's going to happen because I'm considering retiring this show to kind of focus on my ministry and my radio ministry, the Create Your Life ministry. And this show might not be your thing. You know, I think there's all of about 10 listeners overall. So if you are a listener, count yourself in a very elite group. And I don't mean elitists. Because we've been taught to listen to radio and music in a different way over the past decade or two, where the attention span shrinks. We want sound bites. It's incongruent. This show's incongruent. It's not linear. There might be too many vibes, not enough harp. I don't know. Either way, sometimes it's uneasy listening, but that's how radio is meant to be. It's not meant to be packaged all cute and pretty and nice with a bow wrapped around it. All right, so toward the end of this show, I think we're going to do an episode of Downbeat, an old-time radio jazz show. So please stay tuned for that. Theremin player Samuel J. Hoffman with My Troubles Float Away Like Falling Leaves. Before that, we heard the Herbie Mann and Sam Mose Quintet with Gershwin's Fascinating Rhythm, and that also included Joe Puma on guitar. Well, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, finding those rare treasures and obscurities hiding in the attic, the basement, or wherever you might find them.
Jean de Brunhoff introduced Babar the elephant to the world in 1931, though some credit belongs to his wife and children.
Babar decides to build a beautiful city for the elephants.
You're on the Soundbeat.
Here come the dromedaries loaded with things to build a city.
You're listening to Frank Luther with a 1936 Decca record. De Brunhoff's book had hit the market 5 years earlier, but his own children enjoyed a preview the summer before that, from their mother, in the form of a bedtime story.
All the elephants work hard and they build the most beautiful city in the world around a lovely lake. Babar decides that next Sunday all of the elephants will dress up in their best clothes and assemble in the amusement park. The cooks are busy making all sorts of good things to eat.
The tale was so popular with the children that they implored Jean to develop a story around it.
All the little elephants are having a glorious time.
In short, Babar moves to the big city, gets some culture, and heads back to rule the elephants after the death of their leader. This record, Babar the King, details the building of Celesteville named for Babar's wife. Jean's son, Laurent, would carry on Babar's tales after his father's untimely death at age 37. Watch an interview with him at soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the sounds of yesterday, today, and tomorrow on the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. from a 45 released on the Hi-Q label, which I'm not sure if that was related to Hi Records that Al Green recorded for and others. That's the Pat Holman Trio with Keep On Truckin'. Before that, Dirty Martha with their cover version of She's Not There, and we started off with Bob Stewart performing on the sultry Music of the Middle Pillar. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
This is Bird Note. Location, location, location. Location is just as important in birding as in real estate. But unlike real estate, where the prime location has a panoramic view or great ambiance, birding is often best in the most unlikely places. For instance, sewage treatment plants are great places to look for birds. Watch for gulls, ducks, and the ever-vigilant raptors keeping watch nearby. Another place might be your local landfill or dump. From Alaska to southern Texas, dumps are often great places to find good birds. The Juneau, Alaska landfill is famous for its gathering of gulls. And you used to be able to find lots of ravens, too. And at the southern tip of the country, the Brownsville, Texas dump was, for years, the only place in the U.S. you could find a Tamaulipas crow. For a more sedate birding adventure, visit a cemetery. Especially in rural areas and in the Midwest, cemeteries are often repositories of native plants, remnants of the native habitats of the 19th century. They're magnets for migratory birds, which find food and cover in those green oases. They're quiet, too. Just remember, birds are where you find them.
Well, for folks who've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop for any length of time, you know that I like to feature some old-time radio programs on occasion, and today is no exception. We're going to listen to an episode of Downbeat, which was the name given to a Chicago-based magazine that began covering the world of jazz, blues, and beyond in 1934. The radio show, however, was broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio Network, and it had no association with Downbeat magazine, but they did like the name. So, in contrast to most programs that were broadcast on commercial radio at the time, Downbeat did not feature artists playing live in the studio. And in fact, different musicians came into the studio to play and comment on their records. So Downbeat was a part of the Armed Forces Radio Network lineup from 1943 until 1948. It was shipped to AFRS broadcasting facilities around the world on 16-inch, 30-minute, 33 RPM transcription discs. And, okay, 16 inches, 33 RPM, that could be the case. And a lot of those shows were also cut on 16 RPM discs. So here we go into the Wayback Machine. Here's an episode of Downbeat.
It's Downbeat. Yes, it's the music of the poet of the piano, Carmen Cavallaro. The old Downbeat bandstand is proud today to have on the podium and at the piano one of the outstanding pianists of modern music, namely Mr. Cavallaro himself. Welcome to Downbeat, Carmen.
Glad to be here, Harfield. I've played on several mail calls and command performances, but this is my first shot on Downbeat. I've been looking forward to it.
And we've been looking forward to having you. What do you have lined up there as your first number?
If you would like to start the show off with a bang, I'll trot forth our arrangement of A Poet Plays Boogie Woogie.
A Poet Plays Boogie Woogie. Sounds very interesting. Let's hear it. Thank you. brother, the poet really played Boogie Woogie. Wonderful, Carmen. In fact, sensational.
With all those adjectives, perhaps I'd best play something in a slightly more serious vein to justify them.
That sounds like you might be standing by to give us some more of that Chopin you teased us with at the start of the program.
Well, that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but if you think the fellas would like Polonaise, then we'll give it to them.
You bet they'd like to hear it. Men, here is Carmen Cavallero's fine rendition of Chopin's Polonaise. Carmen, didn't you start your career as a concert pianist?
Yes, I did. I started in New York, I studied there, and I concertized there.
Well, when did you switch over to the popular field?
Shortly after I got out of school. I continued to play both classical and popular music. But after time, I grew more and more sold on popular music and decided there was more opportunity for me on that field.
Well, your terrific success in nightclubs and hotels and on the radio has certainly justified that decision.
Thank you. Now, how about a piano solo? A medley of tunes I've found men in the service like to hear.
Swell, Carmen. What'll it be?
Well, first, My Silent Love. Then, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, and Can't We Be Friends?
How did you go about breaking into the big time as a popular pianist?
Well, strangely enough, it was remarkably easy. I took a job as pianist with Rudy Vallee, then I went with Abe Lyman, Al Kavlin, and a few others, and was lucky enough to be featured in their orchestras.
When did you organize your first band, that is, the first band of your own?
Oh, about 5 years ago.
How many musicians did you have in it?
Just four.
Just four? You That's have right. more than that now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I have 13 now.
13. Right. Do you contemplate raising the number of musicians up to, well, like 26 and 30, the way some of them have?
Well, I don't know, Harfield. I've had such success with 13 boys that I hate to spoil the flexibility of them. I'm going to let them stay as they are.
Well, I'm sure that your many fans will vote in favor of just that. But, Carmen, one of the most popular things you've done recently with that band of yours is that terrific arrangement of In Acapulco. Would you mind playing it for us now?
Not at all. I hope you like it.
Great, Carmen. Well, that does it for today, men. Rocking and swaying the downbeat bandstand on this session has been the popular poet of the piano, Carmen Cavallaro.
Who says to you right now that I hope you invite me back again soon for another session.
On that, you can definitely count. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, and so long, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first...
This indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at IndieFilmMinute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. As human beings, we have a hard time with the concept of infinity. What would it really mean to live forever? Or to be able to hear the thoughts of everyone around you? Would it be the ultimate power trip, or would you quickly grow tired of it all? For Damio, the angel at the center of Wim Wenders' cult classic fantasy Wings of Desire, boundless life has at last become tedious. Wandering the streets of Berlin, he wishes he could participate in the world he has long influenced. There is a drabness to being a servant of God. It seems that angels experience the city in black and white. But when Damio falls in love with a poor mortal trapeze artist, a flood of color fills the screen. This is the decision that plagues him: to go on as he always has been, or to plunge into the messy, finite world that you and I know. This is a rich but delicate film, crafted brushstroke by brushstroke. We long for art that reaffirms our purpose in life, and Wings of Desire takes on this weighty task. To say you've witnessed beauty, is that not enough? For Damiel, it is the most important thing. Wings of Desire, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the freeform blend of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. It's the Radio Thrift Shop.
Shit.
One of my favorite songs from back in the day. Used to listen to that on AM radio, and then I got the 45 of it and just wore the grooves out. The Blues Image with Ride, Captain Ride. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. I want to take a look at some of the low-power FM radio stations currently broadcasting in New Hampshire, in case you want to listen to anything else when you're in your travels in and around the state. Sadly, there are two low-power FM stations that have yet to come on the air, and those are WHHF at 101.7 in Manchester, which is licensed to St. Joseph Catholic Family Center. Also, over in Northwood, I'm really excited about this, and I hope they do get off the ground. WQNH 94.7, New Hampshire Community Radio. Now, that's going to be really interesting because that signal might interfere a bit with WNHN, which is at 94.7 in Concord, a great jazz and variety station. So we'll see how that plays out, because honestly, their signal can sometimes stretch. So well, let's see what happens, unless maybe they're connected somehow. So looking forward to that. New Hampshire Community Radio broadcasting out of Northwood. Let's hope that they get that station up and running. Some other stations that are on the air right now, WMNH at 95.3 in Manchester, which is run by the Manchester Public Television Service. Over in Portsmouth, you have a contemporary Christian station, WBUB at 96.1, run by the Cultural Media Connection. Up in Littleton, WNHZ is on the air at 103.1, and that's being organized by the Radio America Media Corporation. Very cool that we have low-power independent radio up in Littleton, New Hampshire. Beautiful town, beautiful area, and now more great tunes on the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You've heard the stories, the $37,000 bottle of cognac, that $1.5 million watch, or a cooking pot worth more than your house. The people who buy such things are participating in a behavior you probably also know, conspicuous consumption. But what you might not know is where that phrase hails from. An academic named Thorstein Veblen originally coined the term near the turn of the 20th century. Veblen combined sociology with economics in his masterpiece, The Theory of the Leisure Class, that was published in 1899. He argued there was a basic distinction between the productiveness of industry run by engineers and what he called the parasitism of business, which exists only to make profits for a leisure class. The chief activity of this leisure class was, you guessed it, conspicuous consumption. And their economic contribution was, according to Veblen, a waste that contributed nothing to economic productivity. Although he never advocated a worker takeover of the state like Marx, Veblen saw socialism as, quote, one intermediate phase in an ongoing evolutionary process in society that would be brought about by the natural decay of the business enterprise system and by the inventiveness of engineers, unquote. So the next time someone mentions the excellence of capitalism in the efficiency of our banking system, you might mention Veblen and the fact that he would consider businessmen, like those Goldman Sachs representatives in our government, as so many useless parasites. Considering where so many people are economically today, Veblen's time may finally have arrived. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you are listening, I would appreciate some feedback. You can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's WSCS as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station at colby-sawyer.edu. Also, Frederick at christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, FREDERICK, at ChristianNewAge.com.
In the first spring rain, I watched the water falling down and noticed a young leaf shining like young leaves will on a misty morning, all veiled in a silvery dew. And the rain came pouring down on the winter's ground, gave the winter its goodbye. Splashing off my nose and my cheeks, and she says to me, it's funny that we felt this way for so many weeks. And the rain came pouring down on the winter's ground, gave the winter its goodbye. Asked why she felt this way, and she said to me, you know I really can't say why. I cry with each first spring rain, and her tears came pouring down on the winter's ground, gave the winter its goodbye. And I took her hand in my tears combined, and I knew that she was mine. Rain came pouring down on the winter's ground, gave the winter its goodbye.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company, and like some angel's haloed pride, you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen, and in your death mask face there are no signs which can be seen. Upon your silver sheen, and in your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seat. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been unstead, she has washed the grass your face, taken of its veil. Though I hope for something to find, I could see no.
Okay, that was, of course, Procol Harum with Conquistador, another one of my favorite 45s of all time. Before that, the Canterbury Music Festival, First Spring. All right, it's time to close up the Radio Thrift Shop for the moment. We're here every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight, when no one's listening. That's why I love, love, love the freedom of the airwaves. Kind of get to do my thing here. For over 400 episodes, how cool is that? So remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your soul free. Cowbells!